Grande. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to prop you guys up on the little phone shinting. Alrighty, you guys are not propped. Let me move this a little bit. Hopefully it's not messing up the audio. Ugh. Grand rising, everyone. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. I hope that while you're listening to this, you are smiling because you are grinding and crying and signing. Today's podcast is going to be on trust. On the way people trust you and the way you should respect the trust given, right? So, I have been completely blessed to be around folks that you tell them something and it's like, you know, a buried treasure to them. They literally don't speak on it unless it's with you or with me or whatever. Trust is something that once broken in a lot of relationships, be it romantic or friendships or business, is just once that is gone, people look at you and they're like, don't tell her shit because it's the one that you know what I mean? So when you have someone that trusts you, when you have someone that something happens to them or they're going through something or they do something and the first person that they decide to hit up is you, that's a big deal, y'all. That's a huge deal and you should cherish that because not everybody trusts everybody because of certain circumstances that there has been in their life. Or that they've gone through, or that they have fought through, and now they have fought through the fact that, hey, maybe I can trust again, and then when they do trust again, let's hope you're not the one, you know, diddly-daddling about the topic. I know we have, like, our immediate friends that were like, I'm not supposed to tell you this, girl, but make sure that that other person, I mean, don't say nothing at all, first of all. But if it does slip where you can't even hold it because you can't handle the fact that they told you something so precious, just, you know. Make sure that other person just doesn't know them like that. Or make sure that other person knows nobody that they know. Like, something that won't make them look or feel like a fool for telling you. You know, early morning hydration. It tends to happen where we're like telling our best friend and then we don't realize that our best friend kind of knows every aspect of their life, of that other person's life, and then we go from there with like the betrayal stage. Because if you were to be the only folk that they told and casually hecka people know now, girl, why you do that? Why would you do that? You know what I mean? It feels good when someone's out to trust you and they tell you every little bit, and you know they're telling you this not because let me see if fulana, I mean, some people are a bit strange, so who knows if they're testing you out, but a lot of people are telling you because they just can't confide in anybody. So when they do find somebody that somebody is you, you want to really cherish that, and you want to make sure that you don't have them ever doubt the fact that you were trustworthy or loyal. That's a big deal. It's a fucking big deal. You know, everybody could talk in your face, and everybody could do all this in your face, and everybody could just, you know, be real in your face. But when it's behind your back, honey, it's gonna happen for you, where the universe sees that you are, you know, being the trustee that they trusted you to be. And everything that is loyalty and trust comes to you. Excuse me, I'm tired. Believe me when I say it. I have ended up in situations where it's like, especially really young. I feel like when I was younger, I had a hard time kind of coping with, or like not coping, but understanding who I could talk to in that way about certain things. And people would always kind of like find things to be a discussion about me. It was fun, I guess, to talk about me. I don't know what it was, but it was a thing. It happened. And now to this day, I feel like I'm in a great space, but you can't tell everything to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? You can't just be an open book to everybody, because some people see, especially your pain, as something fun to talk about, some entertainment. Maybe their life isn't as entertaining, and you just gave them some juice, and now they're like super honored, so they'll talk about it. It's weird, I know. So just make sure that you find who to trust. Make sure that you know who to trust, and make sure that you can tell that you're off of your energy shit. Like, if you feel a bad vibe, you have all fucking right to be like, nah, I don't want to chill with that person, or I'll chill with them, but I don't want to tell them this one thing or these two things that everybody else know. Because at the end of the day, because it just causes your secret to be not so much of a secret. You might as well just announce it, right? You might as well just pipe it out, because you just told the butchie chat out of the block. And if you know your friend is a butchie chat out and you tell them something, don't blame them, my nigga. Son of, not my nigga, but don't blame them, because you knew homegirl is a butchie chat out cockadoodle doo of the motherfucking city. And now you told them something as precious as that, and you mad at them. No, don't do that. I don't agree with that either. People want to be victims so bad. Like, girl, you knew telling this girl it was going to be crazy. So don't let it blow up. If you know that your friend is a butchie chat out the block, but you love her, okay, you don't got to tell her shit. Let her find out. Let her see, or let him see what your plans are, or let her and him see what you were talking about. Or, you know, if you've been talking about this one breakup, trust me, they tired of that shit. They don't want to hear you talk about your breakup anymore. But let them see that you're doing the whole what you said you was gonna do with the breakup. It's just as simple as that, yo, for real. Just don't talk too much about your things with people. Don't talk too much about certain feelings. A lot of people want to say you're mysterious, or a lot of people want to state that you're a certain way or quiet or whatever it is, but you just don't want to be in a butching chido kind of stage. Like, you don't want to be in some place where you're talking about your shit. I remember when they used to think, like, my mom never talked about her family or me or anything like that of her life, and they really thought either she didn't have a daughter and she was gassing it, or a daughter with special needs. Like, what the fuck? Well, because I'm not showing my kid. Now my kid has, like, a disorder, or I don't really have a kid. Like, that's sick. I don't agree with that. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to prove shit to these strangers. Especially, let's say, if something in work. You don't gotta tell them shit. Not even to pass time at work. Don't talk about it. Because then your business becomes, like, a little programmed show. Like, I need you to understand that that's what happens. Especially in the work environment. Just because you guys talk about this doesn't mean y'all should talk about that. If you get my jiffy zift. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just take care of your information. take care of your heart, take care of you, take care of things that are coming out for you, like that are being built for you. And when you tell people something, make sure you jot down the people you tell them, because if fulano and boom from the African stage of the Brazilian power of the country of Colombia, of the rivers of Guatemala, knows your information, then you'll know who said it. You'll know who said something. Period. I go off that too. Like, girl, you the only one not to. Why the fuck you over here chitty-chatting like a cucuturi? You know what I mean? Like, never tell them something again. That's why you gotta tell people the light shit too. Because you could test them out with the light shit. And then you find out, like, yeah, you can't even keep some light shit in your pocket. Like, that's how I'm talking to me. Well, with that being said, y'all, I hope that y'all have a good day. I'm going to end the podcast a little earlier today than usual. My ears are doing this thing where I keep losing my hearing, because I can hear the vibration of shit. But I keep, like, losing, like, you know when you're on the airplane and your ear is popping, so you kind of lose your hearing, and then it comes back, and then you lose it again, and then it comes back, and then you hear it again, you lose it again. It's like that, and it's really annoying, and I cannot stand right now to just hear the vibration. So I'm gonna just end the podcast right now. I hope everyone has a really good day. It is Monday. It is a brand new day, an energized day. This day is for you. You know, be grateful. I'm grateful for all of you guys. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the ability to actually even speak to you guys. I'm grateful for just being able to breathe and walk and have a strong back and have, you know, a pretty strong hand, because I'm over here holding the little microphone. I still haven't propped it up onto the little thing where I put it on my shirt. So I'm really grateful for that. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate every one of my podcast folks so much. You guys are real, real special to me. I love you guys so much. So se me cuidan. Keep it tight or it ain't right. You tight, feel me? You know what I'm saying? Oh man, I'm probably so annoying to y'all. Anywho, love you guys so much. Stay bright, stay nice, let people pass on the stop sign, and you know, have a good day. Bye.